welcome to the Very Fantastic Discoveries Podcast with your host, Judy Fulmer.
Hello, and welcome to Very Fantastic Discoveries. I am your host, Judy Fulmer. Today, we are talking about Greek mythology, specifically the beginning of Greek mythology. Let's get started. In the beginning, Mother Earth, also known as Gaia, fell in love with the cosmic being of the sky, Uranus. Gaia and Uranus had many, many children together. The first batch of children they had were the elder Cyclopes. Their name meant the wheel-eyed, because they had one single wheel-like eye in the middle of their heads. They were expert blacksmiths and stonesmiths. The other children they had were monsters, with 50 faces and 100 hands. Uranus did not want these monsters to be the children of the wonderful earth and sky, so he shoved the Cyclopes and the 100-handers back into the womb of Gaia. Because they were her children, Gaia did not like this. She swore revenge on Uranus. Soon, Gaia gave birth to another set of children who are called the Titans. Some significant Titans are Cronus, Atlas, Prometheus, and Rhea. Gaia told the Titans that because their father had done such a horrible thing, he needed to be punished. She fashioned a sickle and gave it to Cronus. One night, when Uranus was visiting his estranged wife, the Titans pinned him down and struck him with the sickle. Uranus grew fearful of the Titans, and ever since then, he has been just the sky, afraid that the Titans would put an end to him for good. The Titans took control of the Earth, and the time of their rule was called the Golden Age. But Cronus knew if Rhea and he had a child, that child would overthrow the Titans, just as the Titans had overthrown Uranus. When Rhea had her children, Cronus ate them to make sure the Titans' rule would last forever. Rhea grew tired of this, though, and decided to play a trick on Cronus. When she had her last baby, she tricked Cronus into swallowing a rock instead and hid her baby, Zeus, in a cave. He grew up getting raised by nymphs and drinking milk provided by a magic goat. Then, Rhea encouraged Zeus to fight his father, just as Gaia encouraged Cronus to fight Uranus. Zeus had taken a wife named Metis. He knew, as the Titans overthrew Uranus, and as he was going to overthrow Cronus, children would be his downfall. Without Metis's wisdom, though, he would be lost. So he asked her to play a game of changing shapes. Metis turned into a fly, and Zeus swallowed her. He made it so that instead of Metis going to his stomach, she would go directly to his brain. She would give him wise advice from his head, always. She even had a daughter, Athena, who, when born, sprang from Zeus's head, fully clothed in armor that Metis had made from inside Zeus's skull. She told him to dress as a Titan and go to Emperor Cronus's palace, where the Titans were having a party. Zeus gave Cronus a drink that would cause him to vomit up Rhea's other children, who were still alive and well, and now grown up. Zeus and his family, the Olympians, let the 100-handers and elder Cyclopes out of Gaia's womb to fight alongside the Olympians, who were leading a rebellion against the Titans. A few smart Titans, like Prometheus, defected to Zeus's side, and the Titanomachy, the war between the Titans and the Olympians, was on. Zeus won the war, and the Titans were imprisoned in the very dark void of Tartarus. The gods set up their base on Mount Olympus, humans were made out of clay by Prometheus, and the universe was finally right. Not really, because of Pandora, there are misfortunes on Earth, and Zeus cheats on his new wife, Hera, like every week, but at least there are no Titans anymore. My sources for this episode is the podcast that inspired this podcast, Myths and Legends, and Dallaire's Book of Greek Myths. Well, I think that some pretty messed up stuff happened between the Titans and the Olympians, and the Olympians are mostly as monstrous as Uranus or Cronus, but overall, they are better than Uranus and Cronus. They will have series of misadventures that will involve things like Hercules killing the Hydra, Nemean lion, and many other things on his labors, and the voyage of Jason and his crew to search for the Golden Fleece. Stay tuned for next week when we'll talk about Norse mythology. Until then, this is Junkie, and you've been listening to Very Fantastic Discoveries.